We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tigers close out the series today with the Minnesota Twins. Joining us now from Comerica Park, where he's getting ready for the 110 start, is Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire here on 97.1 The Ticket. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are we doing?
We are good. We got Jeff Rieger here, who I know you get to talk to every single day. One of the real treats of your job,
I'm sure he loves it.
First, let's talk a little bit about last night's game and what you saw out of Daniel Norris. First two times through the lineup, very effective. Third time through, they got to him a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? He threw the ball good, though. He did a nice job. I'm happy that the kid's healthy. And I'm happy that, you know, he's getting better and starting to stretch out a little bit, and it's fun to watch him pitch. He's got good stuff. And you know, even though he was frustrated that, you know, he didn't finish the thing end up getting a loss, but he threw the ball good. The ball's coming out of his hand. He's got good pitches. He's got a good breaking ball. His fastball jumps. You can see hitters not reacting to it very well, so. You know, he's moving forward. He's been thrown off a lot, and I think he's going to be a good pitcher for us.
You know, as I asked that question, I realized that the whole notion of third time through the lineup, to me at least, as a lifelong baseball fan, is a relatively new phenomenon. I feel like we never heard about that in the 80s and the 90s, and only in recent years have people started to really measure that and how guys get to pitchers third time through the lineup because they're familiar with them. He's starting to wear down a little bit. Has that always been a factor for you as a manager and as a player, or is that one of the new advents of advanced metrics that you followed?
New. Yeah, that's all new. It's just one of those things that, you know, we've always been aware when you start getting into the, you know, it's the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, whatever. But you know what? I don't know. The kid pitched, you know, I went 5 1/3, you know, 5 hits, 2 runs, whatever it was, something like that. And you know what? He pitched well. And I don't really worry about that third time through the lineup. It's a matter of, you know, just making pitches, and he'll tell you that, you know, in that inning when he ends up, you know, giving up a couple of runs, he just didn't make enough pitches. He got the ball up. But that, you know what, sometimes I guess you get a little tired. It's more about, you know, the number of pitches you're throwing, and you get a little tired in those things. But if you just keep taking them out because, okay, it's the third time through the lineup, you'll never have a pitching staff. The good pitching staff. So you look at like Kluber and guys like it. Look at Cleveland's pitching staff. They don't worry about the third time through the lineup. You know, they just pour right through you. And that's because they're good pitchers. And we got to let these guys grow. And they've got to be able to work their way through these things. Because if you don't do that and you take your starters out every time we get to the third time through the lineup, you'll kill your bullpen and you're going to be dead anyway. So you know what? These guys just have to grow and they have to work through those things. And that's the fun part of it. You know, these guys go on and facing these guys. I'm just happy the guy's healthy, and I'm happy that he's, you know, pitching, and you know, he's going to be a fun guy to have on this ball club.
Hey, Ron, speaking of growing, Monday night you were not happy with a couple of situational hitting moves, not to mention Jordan Zimmermann not covering first base, and you pretty much let your team have it through the media. You talked about it Monday night, and you talked about a pregame yesterday, and I do wonder, some managers and coaches, they do not like to call players out in the media, then other guys do. You have no issue with it. Why do you choose to call out guys? I would assume that it's probably a teaching tool for the players. Is that fair?
Well, everything. And they know it. I mean, we talk about it on the bench. You got to get over there. So it's not like they don't know that I'm going to talk about it after the game in big moments. And when I get frustrated as a manager, you guys want to hear it. You guys love it.
Oh, yeah. We do. We do.
You know? Yeah. So, you know what, they're all grown men here. You know, we call them kids all the time, but they're grown men, and they know their job. It is covering first base and stuff like that. And Jordan, he's a great pitcher. He's been doing it a long time. And he said right away, he admitted, he just screwed up. You know, he was going and just kind of blew it. So it's not like they don't know what happened. We're talking about what happens in a game and why I was disappointed. And it was all those little things, poor at bats and not covering first base. That's the first time that's happened to them all year, I can tell you that. And it probably won't happen again. He's good at his job, and and things like that. But, you know, the poor at bats, and you have to talk about what really happened during the game when you manage. And you know what, you can't, it all can't be, you know, peaches and cream. You got to tell the truth here, and I'll tell you what happened during the game.
Is part of that too the whole notion that we got to, you know, 2 weeks left in the regular season. No one's going to gain anything here by playing out the string. Obviously, not a great deal of meaning in a Twins-Tigers game, but at the same time, this is where habits are formed going forward?
Absolutely. I mean, that we have to continue playing. We've done it all year long, and we've gotten after the game, and we play nine innings. And so, you know, don't stop. Play nine innings. Try to figure out a way to beat the people. Even if you're behind, we've done a very good job of that all year long. And when I get frustrated, it's because I don't think we finished a game.
Hey, Ron, talk about Monday night. Really cool moment as you and your son, Toby Gardenhire, got to exchange the lineup cards, and the umpires helped out, and the Minnesota Twins called him up, and just class all around. What was that experience like? Obviously, him growing up watching you manage all these years, and him, what he managed in college, and the Twins got him in a single A organization.
Yeah, he's a good baseball kid. He's done very, very well for himself. From all the way up, played college baseball and then got into pro ball, got drafted and played all the way through AAA. So now he's come back and got involved in professional baseball. He had a good team this year in low A ball and Cedar Rapids, and he's done really well. And, you know, the Twins have rewarded him and brought him up to let him take a peek at this. And I guess it's really cool because they decided, you know, bring him here to Detroit. They know I'm here, and it's a good moment being able to take the lineup card and watch him walk up there. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, Ron, when he picks your brain about managing, because I assume this is what he wants to do with his life, you know, what do you tell him about the roughest part of the job and maybe the best part of the job?
Everything we've been talking about. it's dealing with, 25 different people, plus you got your trainers and everybody else. So, you know, when you manage, you run it all. And you have to be a sounding board. You have to be able to listen. And not just talk, and you listen to people, and you go out and you start finding about their lives, their family, the whole package, and you get to know them personally, and that's what you kind of do, and then you have a better feel for who they are and what makes them tick, and you have to know what makes each person tick. At least you try to, and he's doing a really good job of that. I mean, it's not just, you know, the baseball thing. It's a whole life thing. You kind of find out where they're from and the whole package, and it's an interesting story, so you get to know a little bit about the people, not just the player.
Talking to Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire, they will take on the Minnesota Twins today at 1:10 at Comerica Park. We'll have the game for you right here on 97.1 The Ticket. The starting pitcher for the Tigers today, Spencer Turnbull. Obviously, he's pitched one inning so far for you, Ron. Give us some sense of what you're looking for from him today and what the fans can look for from him.
Well, you know, hopefully he'll just be able to, you know, control himself. This is a big moment for him. He came in Cleveland, which is not the easiest place to pitch to, and man, alive did the ball come out of his hand. So, you know, we're excited about it. This is this guy's got some of the best stuff in our organization. And the one inning that he did pitch was pretty phenomenal himself. The ball was really coming out of his hand. Now it's just him being able to control himself and you know, not letting the game get too big for him. And this is going to be fun. This kid's got a great arm and great stuff. So we're excited about it.
Hey, Ron, I got to ask you, rumor has it that when you were in Minnesota managing the Twins, that before every Sunday game, you used to do a radio show where actual fans of the Twins could call up. Is this right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was entertainment.
Now people love your voice already, but how great was that? I mean, from what was the best call you ever got? And, you know, just getting a chance to hear from fans and then to set fans straight as well. Like, what was the biggest misnomer from fans when they called in? Because it's a cool notion. You should do it here.
Oh, yeah, right. That's entertainment. You know what? It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You get to see your fans, you know, have a lot of questions about, you know, guys, and you know, talk about their favorite players and, you know, also talk about why didn't you pinch hit here? Why didn't you do this? And, you know, you get to explain what your mindset is and what you're thinking. But there are some dandies, I'm telling you. Some people would call in and be pretty fired up, you know. And then there was also some funny ones, you know, like, you know, in the Metrodome back in the day. That's when I was doing it. I told the story. I think you heard it. But people, we had players calling. My players from inside the clubhouse would call and, you know, act like they're a fan and say some pretty stupid things, you know, about the Metrodome grass. How do you keep it so green, you know, when there's no sun in there? You know, silly things. So it was fun. You know, Torrey Hunter was notorious for calling my show, and he did a lot of stuff like that. So I would yell out in the dugout clubhouse, "Torrey, get off the phone. Stop it." So it was fun. I mean, but the fans were, you know, they're passionate, and just like they are here, and it was good. I mean, I heard it all, believe me.
I'm sure.
So next year, 2019,
we'll do it. We'll
Ron
do it here.
Garden Hire every Sunday. What do you say?
How much cash do you have?
Let me talk about it. I'll get your people, my people. Let's get it done.
I love it.
Okay.
All right, Ron. Good luck today. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Ron Garden Hire, the Tiger manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.